I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, April 12th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will ask the City Council tonight to borrow $475 million to pay off the city's pension obligations. The mayor says borrowing the money now at historically low interest rates will save the city millions of dollars in the future. Also tonight, Koch will ask that $1.4 million be spent from the Sewer and Drain Rehabilitation Fund to restore Butler's Pond. And the Quincy Girl Scouts will be honored tonight as COVID-19 heroes. The meeting will be held remotely beginning at 6:30 and will be carried live on Quincy Access Television Channel 9. Hundreds of people attended a rally in Quincy Center Saturday aimed at calling attention to anti-Asian racism and violence. Mayor Thomas Koch, Representative Tacky Chan, Congressman Stephen Lynch, District Attorney Mike Morrissey, and Attorney General Mara Healey all joined the participants to speak out against anti-Asian violence that has increased since the onset of the pandemic. The event was organized by Quincy Asian Resources and was followed by another rally by Quincy for Transformative Change. The Quincy Planning Board will hold a virtual public hearing on Wednesday to talk about the proposed redevelopment of Wollaston Center. The initial plans call for the city to purchase some property and redevelop it with new residential, retail, and commercial projects in an effort to spur new growth. Wednesday's meeting will begin at 5:30 and will be held over Zoom. The American Red Cross will be working in Quincy and other communities to offer free smoke alarm installation and free fire safety education. Volunteers will meet with residents virtually or socially distanced outside their homes to share fire safety information and then arrange for smoke detector installation when it's safe to do so. It is all part of the Red Cross's Sound the Alarm fire safety push between now and May 8th. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, April 12th.